Welcome back, everybody. Is this gonna cause an argument? I'm your host, Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley of That Chick Angel TV. Beside me is my husband, Marcus Tanksley. You can catch him on Periscope at Big Marcus, 2782. Yeah, you can also catch me on Periscope at That Chick Angel. You can catch me on Facebook at That Chick Angel TV and on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Angel the Actress. As always, please follow this podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. You can also see the visual of this podcast on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. How you been doing today, Marcus? You've been doing great. That's so good.
All types of cussing through this.
You better not. This podcast won't go up. Tell you that. Got him back. If y'all didn't see last week's podcast, Marcus tried to take off like a daggone speed racer.
We just need to get it done.
That's not what that was about. Yeah, that was about you being a jerk. So I just want you to know that you've trained me well. You've trained me very well.
As long as you know. As long as you know.
You're dumb. But yeah, no, guys, thank you so much for tuning back in to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Again, make sure you all check out our good friend Classic Levine. His music is what I've been featuring in this podcast. His album is called I Sign Myself. You can get it on iTunes, so check him out. But yes, we have been going. This is episode, I think, 17 or 18. We've been going for a while.
Yeah.
Look, there are people who have done like 100 episodes. We're like, we've done 18. This is
16
amazing.
Million listenings or whatever they call it.
I'm proud of our audio-wise. We have on average like 300 per episode of people listening. That is like great.
I don't know.
I don't know that many people.
That ain't in my genre.
Well, podcasts, you know, there are certain people who really do like podcasts.
Yeah, I'm shocked when I hear people say, oh, yeah, I listen to this going to work. I'm like, for real?
Yeah. So, like, thank y'all. And they do well on YouTube as well. Absolutely. They average out with all the rest of the videos that we do. Thank you guys for all the love you gave Marcus for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. Thank everybody for the happy Father's Day shout outs that I got. I really appreciate it. I'm going to get on there and thank y'all, too. I just ain't had a chance. Been a little busy.
Yes. I thank y'all for watching the video, the tribute. I'm glad y'all liked it. I was like, this is so janky. I was like, but look, I can't afford to hire someone to shoot this.
It wasn't janky.
Well, you know, I would have wanted to have
a
cameraman.
It was a homemade video.
Yeah, it was.
Don't nobody do no production videos.
Not like a cameraman, like a friend to hold the camera and move it around.
But there was nothing wrong with that video.
We tripodded that sucker up, so I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. So today, one of our listeners, Amber J. Oh, what's up?
Before you get started, somebody asked, what am I always looking at when I look off to the left? The news be playing. Yeah. So I just like tune in and make sure ain't nothing stupid going on.
Yeah, so like they're saying CBS tomorrow morning, Donald Trump is interviewing.
Yeah. Well, they could say,
interviewed.
Hey.
Yeah. So...
yeah, parachuters have just landed in California. I gotta go load up the guns. I don't know what's going on.
Bless his heart, Jesus. So as I was saying, our subscriber Amber J recommended a topic that we thought, yeah, we can pull that one off. Thank you all for the suggestions. Please keep them coming. We saw another one that I don't think we have enough. We got to give it more energy, so we'll save that for a day that we actually do this at a good time. But Amber J asked the. She asked the question, it's about relationships, and I think that's always fitting with us being that we've been together for a nice amount of time. But she wanted to know about reality versus fantasy. What? Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me? No. Oh, was I being long-winded? Did you look at the camera to say?
I did not.
Marcus, when I replay this back,
you didn't say you was being long-winded.
But what did you say?
Nothing. Continue.
You
gosh,
I'm gonna replay this back, and I know he's gonna be the says up to the
Amber
camera.
Amber J wanted to know
fantasy versus reality.
In
do women actually try to date or find someone that is like real, or are they more stuck on the idea of this fantasy that they have? What do you think, as far as in women in general?
In general. I hate to generalize things because you're gonna have people like, but I don't. I think in general, I don't know. I think it's 50-50 split.
Okay.
Some women look at that that reality, like, this is what I would like, but this is more reasonable, or not more reasonable, but this will be more likely for me to find. But I'm not going to settle. I'm going to make sure that he's at his best potential and pushes me to my best. And then you got those women that's like, no, this is, I'm looking for a god. I'm looking for a Prince Charming, the perfect guy. And he saves orphans and makes at least six figures on a bad year. And, you know, whatever her fantasy may be. And that's how she'll look for it. And she'll stay single for the rest of her life. Like half the women I work with.
Oh, the shade was real.
No, it ain't half of them. It's quite a few of them, though. Oh. But I realize that once I hear what they're looking for, it's like one complaint. I heard somebody say, well, I don't know. He's cute, but, I mean, he drives a Prius. But maybe he just cares about the earth. But, I mean, can he afford more than a Prius? Like, can you? I know what you make.
You know, I feel like a lot of times women that are looking at a fantasy of what they want, these women are ones that aren't realistic about who they are. Because a lot of times, absolutely, the stuff that I hear that they nitpick about, I'm like, do you not understand how many flaws somebody has to look past to be with you?
Yeah, that's a real good point. I never thought of that, but now that you say that, it makes perfect sense.
And I'm not, and this is really no shade. Everybody's imperfect, but I think sometimes women who are a great catch forget that there are so many things that we each individually have that will get on someone's last nerve, and they want this real, this man that's, you know, this knight in shining armor, this perfect guy, but it's just like, but you're not perfect. So how you think you're going to find this perfect? And granted, yeah, you want to find the perfect, the person that's kind of perfect for you. But even in that, there's like a, there is a disconnect. Because I can't always, I try to be the things that he wants me to be. But I can't. Don't look here.
What? I'm being attentive.
you're about to be hit and attended to. But I can't always be all the things he wants me to be for him, and vice versa.
I try.
Mm-hmm. He tries sometimes, and then sometimes he don't. Like, for instance,
no, they ain't got no specifics.
This is why they listen to us, is for some specifics. This literally just happened. My husband looks to me to make all the decisions about his food intake.
Yeah. Like, I was out driving around, called her, what we gonna eat?
He called me twice. And then when
she was like, I don't know, I ain't hungry, so don't worry about me. I said, all right, I'll let you know where I go so you can pick something. Then I called again. I can't find nothing. So
and it wouldn't stop. He still got home. He pulled out lunch meat looking like a damn dog that's about to die on the side of the road.
I was about to die, y'all.
I was like, Marcus, there's some chicken meatballs in the... sorry about the phone. I said, there are some chicken meatballs in the refrigerator in the bottom shelf. And I was like, you either cook them in the skillet or you can microwave them. So sure enough, he microwaved them and ate his little meatballs and ate some little...
I ate some meatballs and fruit.
Yeah. But it was
just... I had nothing green in my sight. I ate good earlier, so...
Good for you.
Except for the fries.
Good for you. But, yeah, I can't always... I've had a long day. I am exhausted. I can't be that person. I'm over here having to deal with these crazy twins. He was going to have to be that person for himself. So even in trying to find the person that's perfect for you, that's not going to be the case every single day. Like,
yeah, but I've noticed the argument. I hear the extreme cases. Mm-hmm. What a lot of times, men and women, but with the women, it's like the ones that are looking for that, they ain't looking for somebody that's perfect for them. They're looking for somebody that's perfect. So they want everybody else to look at them as perfect too. And it's like that's your second mistake.
Well, no, I definitely think that too. But I'm saying, even to the not so extreme extent, trying to find somebody that is perfect for you is not realistic. I mean, you want to find somebody compatible to you, but you got to understand that even that there are days that's not going to look like the way you want it to look. But
I seen a dude, I know a dude. We were in the we were talking one day, and single dude. And this is typical California attitude. I have to say typical because most of the guys out here that I know that's single have this mindset. Like one guy said something about a girl. He was like, "Oh, you know, I can't even look her direction if she ain't model status."
What? And what was he?
He ain't model status.
Ah, come on in. Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, models, if they working, they make a nice little bit of money, and suppose she wants you to at least match her. You far from that.
And what'd he say?
Nothing. Oh, you know what I'm saying. You know, I just got my standards. Like, yeah.
You got a standard of not why going you, to date anybody. Or you going to have to find a chick.
Going home to frozen food every night.
You have to find a chick that should be a model but has low self-esteem, so never did it. This is just like, I'm just going to be here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think dudes do it too. Dudes,
oh, absolutely.
Dudes are... But I don't even think they care that they're not bringing. Like, I feel like girls are delusional and don't realize that they are imperfect. I think dudes don't care that they're not matching up. They just feel like they deserve it. Like, yeah, you know, I just want a chick that's fine as hell. And it's just like, but you're not. Not to say that a person has to be aesthetically attractive and be with someone else who's aesthetically attractive, but it's kind of like, but what are you doing to like make up for that gap? You know what I'm saying? Like,
if you want somebody to look a certain way or make a certain amount of money, it's like, so can you at least match that?
Yeah.
And supply what they want? Like,
or are you compensating in a different area to make up for that? Because, you know, somebody who might be like to the world physically appealing might not be attracted to the counterpart of that. They might want something else. But what are you bringing? But I feel like men do not care. They don't care if they're not thinking that through. Like, well, I might be chubby, but I got a lot of money. No, they're just like, no, that's what I want. Give it to me. But yeah, I have definitely heard friends. I'm not going to say who because it's a friend of ours that does listen to the podcast. But I've heard them complain about.
Say the complaint. I can tell you.
I have heard them complain about narrow shoulders before, and I was just like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that person.
And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
And this is the thing. I do get having physical things that you find attractive that you would like your mate to have, but this is the advice I always give to my female friends. That is not the thing that is going to sustain a long-term marriage.
Because when you get with a man, any woman out there that knows, you getting a ball of clay and you mold that dude into what you want to be. So you just pick something and then just fix it as you go. Because I was like, nail show, you know shoulders can be broadened. Like, I had narrow shoulders. Now I purposely don't do any heavy lifting with my back because I don't want it to get no wider. Like,
you're like, let me stop.
Yeah, let me stop.
But no, but
now the other person is married. And
I don't know if they're married, but they with somebody and they're happy.
Yeah, very happy.
But like I always say, it's not about settling because I don't think you should settle, but it is about, I think, finding those things that actually make a sustainable relationship, those things that are long term. Because, you know, as Marcus said, this was not the physique in which I met him. He was a very skinny male. He, you know, not a lot of fat, just, you know, skinny, tall. And then after we got engaged, he put on a bunch of weight and a bunch of muscle and turned into this. Regardless, this physique is probably going to go. Is that what you said?
Still fine.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, I might have been finer then because I had it like the kind of dude your granny and your mama used to like. Look at him, all tall and slender. I look good in a zoot suit. That's what it was. The rock a zoot suit like nobody's business.
No zoot suits. Yeah. Here. But this physique is probably going to change a couple of times before if the Lord lets you stay here on earth.
Careful.
Look here, I got to be careful. If you make it to 89, 90 years old, your physique is going to go through a couple of different stages. I can't be stuck on what this has to look like that, and make it a game changer when I know it's not going to be something that I can count on staying the same for the rest of our relationship. So I always say,
it's very shallow.
I mean, some people are really, and some people, I understood why the person said it. I do, but I was trying to give them a different perspective of the fact, like, there are things that, you know, like, for instance, one of my things is I have to be with somebody that has a sense of humor. Laughter is really important to me. That's something that should be able to last throughout my entire relationship. Like, you know, someone who is able to lift my spirits through humor. Like, until you lose your mind, which hopefully won't be until you're about 70, I should be able to count on that. And then 60. I could just laugh at you as you're losing your mind. Just like, look at him peeing on himself. He don't even know it. But there are other things that I just feel like, you know, you can't put too much focus on it.
Yeah.
And those aren't the things that you consider settling. The stuff that you consider settling is when it's like a, you know, you want a guy that treats a woman a certain way. Like, that, those are things that you shouldn't settle on. Like, if you're like, no, I need a guy who is very genteel, who treats a woman with, like, with white gloves, that's something you shouldn't settle on. That's not something that I care about so much, but that's something that you should be able to say, this makes me feel a certain way. The width of a man's shoulders should not make you feel a certain way about yourself.
As this person has been told by us many times.
So, not to keep talking about that. Yeah. Sorry,
that's
friend,
just,
that I used
that
as
just
example.
An example.
Sorry, friend. But that was a good example, in my opinion. So, again, I think it's one, sometimes women really get, especially black women, because you know what? We know how to cheer ourselves on. You hear me? Yeah. We be like, okay, y'all don't want to cheer us on, black man? You want to be over there somewhere else with some Kardashian looking thing? We will cheer ourselves on. We are all of that.
Yeah,
okay.
But I do know men that are constantly getting turned down by black women. Like black guys, and it's like, and that's why they end up taking that route.
Well, you know,
sometimes that's why they end up taking that route, because it's like, man, these chicks over here love me. I try to get a sister, but I think
that's what it is. I think we've had to be our own cheerleaders for so long. It's hard for us to then look at ourselves through a very clear lens to be like, okay. I know that these are probably some flaws that somebody might have to look over. So let me not act like I got to have this perfect image of something. Because, yeah, we do. We are not as celebrated the way a lot of other women are. And I wish we would. Not to say that black men don't like black women, or that other races don't like black women. But it's not as celebrated as I feel like it could be. Like, it's just not. Even though I feel like women of other races, and not every woman, but it's becoming very popular to emulate things of the black woman to be considered sexy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
To have the big butt, to have the very full lips. Not to say that black women own both of those, but those were two things
that
were
a trademark
character
of.
Yeah, it was like, you when you thought of a black woman, you thought of a woman that had a lot of butt and thighs, and you thought of a woman who had really full lips. And now those are things that you see women of all races.
They even got
going
the drawers now. You seen the padded drawers to make you give
they
your butt?
They had
padded
drawers.
Yeah, I discovered that at Sky Mall. I was on the plane. I said, I'll be damned.
You're like, where'd they get that butt?
They got butts and drawers.
Yes, they do. They do. I mean, that's not to say, you know, look here. We black women, we've been wearing weaves for a long time. Like I said, back in Africa. But we have done a lot of things to emulate the hair of other women. And I don't say we do everything just to impress a man, but I feel like a lot of what we do for physical appearance is to try to lure the opposite sex if you are a heterosexual
woman.
That,
everything a man does, it ain't nothing he don't do that he does.
Well, sometimes it look like they don't care.
No, some men don't.
Yeah.
We know some of them too.
Right.
Just does not care.
He just like,
single and straight.
Yeah, you single and straight. They want to attract women, but they don't care how they are.
No, I mean, like, single and married, but.
Oh.
just don't care.
Oh, well.
I'm like, that was your choice.
Right.
You walk past people that love you or say they love you, and they let you come out of the house like it.
So what characteristic do you feel like women... For men, I feel like men typically go for, you know, she's got to look like a certain thing. I feel like it's definitely looks that men think about. They want that hourglass figure that I feel like is unrealistic for a lot of women. I know it's for me. I'm not shaped like that. I don't have hips. I have butt and thighs, but I don't have hips. So I feel like men, that's their like unrealistic thing that they are always trying to find. What do you feel like the thing is that women probably focus on that is just like, if you get it, great, but if that's what you're hunting for, you're just gonna be single or miserable when you do get the man.
I guess like the whole,
our AC cut on. We got AC, y'all. Honey, I feel that real rich when that thing cuts on.
Fierce. I'm home.
I feel so rich when that cuts on. I'm like, yes, honey. We got AC.
You wanna leave it on?
And then we'll just leave it on. We ain't going to be on here for too much longer.
You know, they always go for the tall, dark, and handsome thing. It's always like a cliche. But I think a lot of, you know, one thing that is unrealistic is they look for that perfect physique, like that shredded, you know, real cut, narrow jawline, the cheekbones, the shredded look.
So you think it's physical, too? You think women go
through? It's definitely some money, usually money. Like, that's why, you know, it's... A lot of women are into like guys driving exotic cars or whatever type of car he drives, whether it be a truck or a car or whatever.
So you think it's, which one do you think it is? Do you think it's more of a physical thing or do you think they look more for monetary?
I think it's a combination of both, like the perfect, you know, in general, that perfect, like.
Yeah, no, I'm saying which one is prioritized. What is the thing that they are typically?
Probably the money.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah, women can, man can't look past ugly. Women can.
Like, I was like waiting. That, I was
them,
like.
Them fat pockets would be like, you know what? You okay. You know.
You know
you may
what?
Have drawn a third arm, but
listen,
it's all right.
Listen.
And you've even said that. He got that, money.
Look here. I watch the Braxton Family Values and Tamar and Vance. And this is shade, but it's not shade. You know, when our friend Wendell, we used to talk about it, he'd be like, how is she dating him? Now, Wendell is a heavy set black man, too. And I was like, well, you know, if that's not her style of man as far as in physique, he got fat pockets. You start looking past a lot of that. You just like... You know what? He could be thin and still end up being heavy set later on in life. So I'm going to focus on if his pockets stay fat, I'll be okay with every other
portion
of him.
He just looked like he can't breathe.
He probably can't.
Like sinus problems.
He probably can't. I think,
like, look, you know how you're sick and you can't breathe and you know your eyes water? Like, yeah. Like somebody wipe his eyes out.
I don't know. And it might just be me. No, I don't know, because I have never met a guy that I'm attracted to like that. Maybe it's that you think women are just attracted to alpha males, because a lot of time alpha males are very wealthy.
I was
going to
say alpha male. I've even just the like I said, women can look past so many things, and but not look past things, but they can accept something else over something.
Yeah.
Because it's like you around a guy like that, let's say, I don't know, not talk about heavy set guys, let's say he's heavy set and not attractive, but if he smells good and dresses well, like a lot of women be like, I don't care, he's still fine, like, you know.
yeah. I definitely feel like, now all the guys that I've dated in the past have been slender, none of them have been like heavier set at all. And it wasn't that I was just like, I'll never date a heavy set guy, but I do appreciate somebody who has athletic shape to them. I appreciate muscle. But there is only one dude I can think of, because he was so nice to me and just nice in general, and we had the same style of music, and he had a nice, his face was nice. It wasn't like his face was nice. It wasn't like, oh god, he's got one eyelid that don't work. I was like, I could date him. If he were to have hit on me, I would possibly give him a try, even though physically he wasn't what I typically seem to be drawn to. Have you ever felt like you dated someone that you realized, this might not be what I'm here for all the time?
At least once a year. You're like,
like, I'll give you a try. Let me see.
No, that ain't what I was looking for. All right, thank you.
Did you not know beforehand, or you were just like, when you saw it, you were like, okay, let's see.
Yeah, let's just see what happens. Equal opportunist.
But that was also, you didn't put nothing on it. Like, a lot of these women, they are looking for it.
Yeah, well, you gotta look at the age range I was at. I was, you know.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think Amber
at this age, of course, it'd be like, all right, I ain't gonna waste my time. Well, right. Depending on where you live at, you might state of mind. You know, like I said, we in California, so you still got people living like they're in their early 20s. That's our age.
Right.
But
so what is something that you would not, if you were single, if me and you did not exist, the kids didn't exist, and you were on the market as a 34-year-old man, what is...
How many of y'all are shocked at that? You think I'm older? Y'all thought I was older than 34?
I'm leaving in the comments below. What? No, I think they asked. A lot of them. We have asked that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have asked. But what is a quality that you know now, or you can name a couple, that you definitely could not bend on? It's kind of
from experience and being older now.
Yeah. I mean, and you can even though our marriage doesn't exist, but you can use our marriage as a bouncing board for, okay, this is something that I should have been looking for in a woman.
Been on that. one big definite is you can't have no history with the law.
Really?
Yeah. Not even if you got history. History don't matter. You can't still be actively paying your debts to society, you know, in and out.
What made you bring that up?
When you brought that up, I was like, I can't believe that chick.
Who did I bring up?
Nobody. It's just when you brought that subject up. It was like, yeah, I know people working there. Like, you know, so-and-so. Yeah, she told me to tell you. I was like, what? Who? She's a word.
Man, where is she at?
Yeah, for what? What she do? She liking thugs. That's what happens. Don't ride in the car with them. They riding dirty. And you gotta be halfway law abiding citizen.
Were you dating girls that were not law abiding?
I didn't know at the time.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. It was like, you got pending. You got priors. I ain't even know.
Okay, and what else? Is
my sister sent you down to jail. Let me see. You gotta care about your health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta, you know, work out. I ain't saying you gotta be no Halle Berry by the shape, but you gotta work out. You know, care about your size, care about your health, get physical.
Care about your size. So I don't know if I told y'all this. Since Marcus has been out here in California, he's like, I realize that I don't mind a smaller framed woman. You should have seen. Look at my eyes.
Even try to put it like it sounded.
It wasn't like he was putting emphasis on it, but that is what it sounded like to me. Like,
extremely skinny and extremely big are on the same spec, but I'm just like,
he was very not attracted to it.
Yeah,
that wasn't his thing.
Not attractive at all. And I still really not. But on the smaller side, I could see like, oh, okay, I could see how that is attractive and not like, oh, no, no way.
Let me tell you, I didn't know he considered the gap that some women have between their thighs attractive. Now, I ain't never had a gap, not from the day that I was born to right now.
It shows how important
it
is.
No, but I didn't even know you liked it. Like, that was just crazy to me. I was like, what? Like, I felt so betrayed. I was like, because one thing that Marcus has always liked, I think, about me is the fact that I have big thighs.
And big ass thighs. I love them.
But how can you have big thighs and a gap?
You've seen it. You want to Google it?
No, I have not seen it. Not really.
All right, we'll look it up. I got some pictures in my phone now.
But you know, I guess it can't exist. Like I said, I don't have hips. You got to have hips for your legs to start off further apart. I have very narrow hips.
I've always liked hips. It didn't matter when it came to you.
That's so sweet.
Things you shouldn't be in doubt now.
So
I don't know. Let me see.
Well, I'll go ahead and tell you mine.
Tell me yours.
So the big thing that I now know that is always that you have to remain employed. There is no ifs, ands, or buts of it. You have to be figuring out a way to bring in money. And luckily, Marcus has always done that. Well, when you first moved out here, you had some trouble getting a job at first, but then he got on his hustle and he made it happen. But I, especially now after having kids, and you know, my work goes in and out, but I still do bring in income. but I realize now that I don't think that's something that I would be able to deal with well and deal with in a respectful manner. I feel the same way.
It's a little different. Like you have a good hustle about you, yeah. And I understand your career. Mm-hmm. So that's a little different. But because I have drive.
Because I have such a hustle, and I refuse not to make sure I'm taking care of me and mine. I cannot handle in a respectful manner someone that I'm dating or with not able to. Do the same. Why are there children's toys going?
That's going type on? Stuff get shot at in the middle of the night.
Wait, what were your two things? You said no prior record and care about your health.
Got to be employment. You can't be a weak woman.
You can't have a stay at home wife.
I'm not starting off unless I'm just bawling. Okay. I have yet to reach that potential.
Okay.
She ain't messing with no broke.
Okay.
But yeah, you gotta have some type of hustle. I could have a stay at home wife, but you still gotta have drive. Like you can't just be that can't be your goal is to be stay at home. Nah.
You need some
I need to be able else. To talk you out of it. Like, don't work no more. Nah, just but saying. I want no. Chill at the house and look good. If you stay at the house, you got to be on fire. That's all I'm saying. Oh, whatever my preference is on that.
You need to get to there.
Like whoever my fantasy woman is, that's who you need to look the most like.
You mess. But yeah, no. That might be the other reason, and we'll close this out. I think that might be the other reason why that happens, where women think about the fantasy, is because they haven't been in a real enough relationship to know. Oh hell.
Them things I was looking for are stupid.
No, because at the end of the day, I know at the end of every day, I know that he has my back. And that is what I need to feel at the end of the day to wake up the next day and have his back. And if that changes one day, then me and him are going to have some problems. But I feel like we have been in a place where even if we don't agree on stuff, I feel like you have my back and I have yours. Even if we don't agree with each other's methods on what we're trying to achieve. Yeah. That's our two cents on that, Amber J. Thank you so much for posing that. Because hopefully we're not going to be like repeating ourselves, because we have done a lot of relationship stuff. But relationships, you can delve into so many things.
Yeah, when you say things like you should, I know I won't be in dog. Give me a piece of paper, I can probably name off 100 things like easy.
Yeah,
gotta have good teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The list goes on. Like that's something I can't bend on.
You're like, I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. But see, that's a physical thing, and that I would say, yo.
Now women can like, you know what? Give me 2 years, we're gonna get that fixed. But I'm like, I gotta sit here and look at this random meeting of teeth in your mouth till we get them fixed. Nah.
But no, I feel like somebody could win you over if you all did not start off dating and it was somebody that you just work with.
Somebody that you just knew.
Yeah, and they won you over.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I still even feel like that would even.
But at like first sight, it's like, oh, she got a pretty smile.
Yeah, that's completely different. Now, first sight, yes, you're just going to be attracted to what you're attracted to. But if you are in a place where you are able to give yourself some time to get to know a person, I feel like you need to look at the things that are important before you start adding on all this fantasy stuff that won't be the thing that helps you make it. That won't be the thing that makes you wake up in the morning and say, I'm gonna have your back until the end of time. So anyways, guys, thank y'all for tuning in to this. I mean, we have had an exhausting day. He's been helping move furniture. I've been in rehearsal all day. Y'all pray for me today, the day that you're watching this. I'm doing the NBC Diversity Showcase, doing two scenes. We're hoping, or two shows. So we're hoping that a lot of good things come from this. So y'all pray for me. Send me good energy. I greatly appreciate it. And as always, come back next Wednesday for another Tank Talks. We'll probably be taking either some time off in July because we have our anniversary. I'm not sure what it'll be, but we'll try to give you all a heads up that, you know, we might go dark for a week. But make sure you check out Tank Talks on Saturday. You still gonna be doing fitness?
Yeah, I'm gonna still do fitness.
Okay.
Let me know what I have to talk about next, y'all. I'm still trying to think of some things.
So Tank Talks.
Should I stay in fitness throughout summer? I don't know. Let me know.
No, I think you should move on to some other stuff too. Yeah. And then a vlog on Friday, as well as there won't be a mommy confessions this Thursday. It'll be something. It'll be Ask Angel. So check that out on this Thursday. And yeah, we'll see y'all, I guess, next week, right?
Yeah.
All right. Subscribe to ITGTCAA. If you got any other topics, leave it in the comments below this video, or you can leave it on my Twitter with the hashtag ITGTCAA. All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Have a good one.
Bye.